Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for Mind Shock with Dr. Ron Dalrymple. The premier podcast in the world, bringing you hidden truths about your mind's incredible powers. Get ready to free your mind.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. We're talking today about the laws of creation. As you all know, the law of attraction made big news about 30 years ago, became a little smash hit internationally. The idea that the mind and emotions can give off energy, which projects to other people and through space and whatnot. People can attract things to them by dwelling upon them. Well, it goes way beyond that. We're discovering more and more about the fact that we are energy beings, and we have much deeper and greater powers than just that of attraction. Now, this tsunami of ideas hit me first in 1969. It was precipitated by an insight. When I was working at NASA, I was working there to get the student program, going to a school there, Maryland University, studying math and physics, and I got into psychology, and was astounded to see parallels in all theories of psychology, and the basic principles of calculus, topological mathematics, and quantum physics. So we put together, over time, a whole new theory called quantum field psychology, which came from that. And one of the key concepts is that if the mind is an energy field, can it be explained by the laws of physics and mathematics? Because the current state of psychology, none of the other theories, of course, have that status. All the other theories have their roots in much earlier concepts, and largely three-dimensional thinking, which simply only goes so far. We know from quantum physics we are far more than three-dimensional. We are energy beings inside the physical body. Now, this is explained in much more detail about quantum field psychology in a film, The Endless Question. Other books are The Inner Manager, 8 Days to Creative Power, Mind Games People Play, and a few others, which teach concepts about these concepts of psychology. In any case, it's really a key shift in the world of science because this changes the basic premises that science is based upon. The modern scientific method came from Sir Francis Bacon, his book Novum Organum, which means new organism, which really is a secondary look at an approach to science. It was started by Aristotle so many years ago when he was collecting all kinds of plants and animals and whatnot, and categorizing those, creating a system to understand nature. But trying to test phenomena, looking for cause-effect relationships, came from Bacon, his proposition. Now, the world was changed by that, and science now has had many great discoveries. However, it's also limited in its premises. So the world is not three-dimensional. We are instead radiant beings. We are energy beings, as shown by Rensselaer Institute at MIT. We're in fact biomagnetic beings, which means we give off energy constantly. Our thoughts and emotions project from us based upon what we think and feel and how we act. The energy projects as a luminous type form, luminous light, is one theory, and travels through space, much like electromagnetic energy. Since we're energy beings, we radiate energy to others around us, many who pick it up. I've had many fascinating experiences. I was one time in New England many years ago, in a room with some other people, and there was a painting on the wall of an old sailor. A lady a few feet away said, or I thought she said, "He looks like his face is moving." I kind of looked at her and nodded and whatnot. 5 minutes later, she said, he looks like his face is moving. Everybody else in the room said, yeah, it sure does. So wait a minute, he said it 5 minutes ago. You all said, no, she didn't, but I heard it distinctly. She says, I was thinking that 5 minutes ago. So how could it be that her thoughts were such that I picked them up and heard them? Many times a phone will ring, people know who it is, you know who's calling you before you pick it up. Or now you email, you think about a friend of yours or somebody, you hear from them or you run into them somewhere. So many examples exist. So could it be we are energy beings beyond the physical body? Also, back in the 70s, I was fascinated by what's called Perlian photography. It shows we are energy beings. For example, and also plants are, and animals are. You take a plant, take a photo of this method, which is a different set of frequencies, which looks at the energy fields of the plant. You get an energy image of the plant. Cut off the leaf, remove it, take a photo of that space, you see the same photo. So the energy leaf, or the template for the physical form, is still there. Because the physical form grew into the template of energy. Just like human beings or animals. If someone loses a finger and arm, for example, you take a picture, let's say beforehand, let's say you have to have a surgery done, it's removed for whatever reasons. So you take a picture of the hand, you'll see an energy imprint of the hands and fingers and so forth with certain frequencies of light. Very, very fascinating. And then the hand is removed, take a photo of the same area, you see exactly the same image. Now, how is that possible? Again, it's the energy template for the physical form. When a person loses an arm or a leg, for example, like combat veterans, and what they go through, of course, is a nightmare, so many cases, they have what's called phantom pain from the limb that's no longer there, or phantom sensation. Well, something is still there, the energy structure is still there, which plays a role in modulating the impulses coming into the rest of the structure, the rest of the physical being. So in any case, a lot of evidence over recent many decades has shown we're indeed energy beings, and really a fascinating thing. The energy we project impacts the world around us and other people. It impacts the physical world. Now, a metaphor for this is a little bit shocking too. Remember, this is a mind shock. We have to shock you at times, some of these ideas. The mind is like, believe it or not, this is a big one, a 3D printer. Now, what's a 3D printer? A 3D printer can take a computer program and create a physical object based on a program. The template inside the program has the mold of the object you're trying to make. In fact, so you can build an entire car now. Well, not quite, perhaps, but many parts of it using a 3D printer. It's pretty amazing. Now, supposing you hold an image in mind for a sufficient period of time, powered by very strong desires or fears. Now, in our book, Inner Manager, we talk about this, that beware your desires or fears, and they will come upon you because you are creating them themselves. In fact, an ancient proverb in the Bible is that very fact. It's what you dwell upon comes upon you. What you dwell upon is what you're making happen. So known throughout history, these precepts are true, but they've been suppressed in many parts of the world, especially the Western world, the very materialistic part of the world, for many centuries or even millennia, because the powers that be don't want you to know these things. It makes you free from their control. So, if you dwell upon strong emotions, you tend to create the world around you, or tend to manifest in your life. This goes way beyond the law of attraction, like I said before, into what I call the laws of creation. Where we actually create a reality, and you can actually create various structures in your life. It's really amazing. So the thought form is a specific energy field, right? Now, thoughts are things, been written about, other books about that, written in the previous century or two. Thoughts are things, the emotions are things too. In other words, they are palpable structures of energy which project from you and radiate to other people and those around you. It radiates from the person's mind and emotions. Energy forms and then imprint on material substance of the physical world. It's pretty astounding, isn't it? To think that you have such power. Well, if that's true, how come more people don't know it? We'll get to that in a second. The thought template generates a magnetic field, like one that arranges iron filings on a piece of paper. The proposition here is that the thought acts like an electrical field. And emotions act like a magnetic field. And the frequency of a thought-emotion complex determines the material form that fills in the template. Okay, again, the frequency of a thought-emotion complex that you've created determines the material form that fills in the template. Okay, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Now, the concept further states that thoughts and emotions travel through space, orthogonal to each other, just like electromagnetic waves. Electrical waves are orthogonal or perpendicular to the magnetic wave traveling with it, which travels through space. Isn't that amazing? And light energy, for example, is an instance of that. So this theory parallels the structure and function of electromagnetic energy waves. Now, EMAG energy travels through space in a waveform, as shown by Thomas Young, the polymath, in 1803. He's a physicist and a medical doctor who was studying light. He built a very simple experiment. He showed to the Royal Academy in that time frame, proving that light travels through space in a wave form because it refracts these little different frequencies of light as it bends around objects and so forth. So EMAG energy interacts also with matter like particles. This is another jump. There's a big debate for a long time. Does light energy travel as waves or as particles? Now, Thomas Young showed it travels as waves, but it was further discovered by Einstein. He proved that light waves interact with matter as photons or particles of light. He explained the phenomena through his theory as the photoelectric effect. Really fascinating. Which established that light behaves as discrete packets of energy called photons when it interacts with matter. So this concept is considered the particle nature of light. So isn't that fascinating? So we have light traveling through space in a waveform, traveling at the speed of light, of course, or c, and interacts with matter as particles. Pretty amazing. Now, key points about Einstein and photons. So the explanation of the effect is a concept of photons explained by electrons are ejected from a metal surface when exposed to light, with the energy of the ejected electrons directly related to the frequency of the light. An electron is a particle which travels around the atom, right? You have a nucleus composed of protons and neutrons, or, which the theory is varying, these are really energy structures. Electrons now thought as being an energy or a point of light of energy, as opposed to being something with mass. It has mass, it's infinitesimal, and the measurement of mass really gives it the appearance of mass. In other words, it's really energy. In any case, when light strikes a metal surface, then these photons are released, and the frequency of light determines which photons or which electrons are ejected. Isn't that amazing? So thought-emotional wave energies travel through space, but interact with matter, pure world, as particles. So our argument is that thought-emotion energy waves act parallel to electromagnetic waves. And it might shock you how much evidence does support this. Very parallel to EMAG theory. In any case, our book, Quantum Field Psychology, explains how this works. It gives a theory based on mathematics explaining how the mind is an energy field which transcends the physical brain. It makes perfect sense. We see it as such. It brings the field of psychology, or at least quantum field psychology, into the arena of a hard science, a physical science. Now, in the world of science, we often talk about, I started as a mathematician physicist many years ago working at NASA. We talk about mathematics as being the first science because it's a perfect science. It's abstract, right? And it, of course, works very precisely and so forth, depending on the area of math you're working in. Much of math is theoretical mathematics. It may not apply to the physical world directly. But when you apply math to the physical world, you have physics. That's the second level of science, or second tier, physics, a direct application, mathematical principles to physical world. Now, psychology in the past was way down there as a social science based upon statistical analyses. So you do various experiments and so forth. You use statistics, which are not precise by any means. In fact, very often, the results might be way off. Like one finding was that about 3 to 5% of discoveries in psychology or whatever, or experimental results, were valid, 3 to 5%. the vast majority was not valid because there's too much experimental error, including experimental bias. Experimental thoughts and emotions interact with the experiment itself and thereby change the results. So it's very complicated. It's very hard to do an experiment with no involvement of your mind or emotions at all. They try to do double-blind experiments where they try to control for that. So try to compensate for those influences. The thoughts and emotions of the subjects in the experiment, of course, always influence it. So it's really a fascinating thing. So if we apply this theory, called emotional wave travels through space as a wave. It interacts with matter as particles, but as a function of the frequency of the thought emotion wave projected. So it's a very high frequency, say a pure love energy, can affect matter around you and people in a certain way. Like when you project love energy and speak in a very calm, warm, empathic voice to people, and look them in the eye, and smile in their eye, and treat them with kindness, respect, and a kind of love, spiritual love, most people respond to it in a very positive way. They feel it, and they respond to you instantaneously in a very positive way. However, if you project negative thoughts, negative feelings, like anger, fear, anxiety, depression, guilt, whatever, you pick that up, you'll pick it up, and the reaction to you is not so positive because they don't want to hear it, don't want to feel it, something pushes them away, it might be friendly or polite, but something tells them to back off. So the thought form is powered by emotional energy that impacts on the physical world. So what you're thinking, what you're feeling is very, very powerful. The emotional component, in many cases, is even more powerful. The thought form is like the template we create. The emotions fill in the template, make things happen. So the emotional waves are like magnetic waves, which are very, very powerful. So a person is highly emotional, for example, has these huge sine waves, these huge fluctuating emotions, such as in borderline personality disorder, which we describe in quantum field psychology, in terms of energy dynamics, which we do for all the personality disorders and many other diagnoses in psychology and psychiatry. A person has these huge fluctuating sine waves that give off these vastly varying energy fields, energy waves that impact the world around them. Now, if you're very focused instead, so you're very relaxed and calm, and give off just, say, one really positive, harmonious wave as best you can most of the time, that tends to create great successes for you in life. It attracts people to you, makes positive things happen, because you're a positive influence. You're a positive influencer upon others. So if you're interested in social influence, the most positive way to do that is with positive, harmonious energy. If, however, someone focuses upon, fixates upon very negative energy and stays there, many of those folks end up in very, very negative places on Earth, such as in prisons, when they're destroying themselves and so forth, because they create problems constantly for other people. Maybe not meaning to, but see, they're full of anger and distrust at the world, which it can easily be, right? It's a world that can be very, very cruel. The person fixates upon that, keeps you stuck in that place, you constantly create these problems for yourself. That's why it's so much better to forgive, to release, even forgive instantly. Somebody offends you, you think, well, you know not what they do, if I didn't mean to, you just release it, you let go of it. It's far better. So in any case, a thought form, powered by emotion, impacts on the physical world in a form which is reflective of the frequency. So the template of thought you have in mind creates a certain form. The emotions of the term of frequency is projected. Again, much like a 3D printer, which is a parallel to metaphor. However, it takes a very clear mind and focus on thought to truly create what you want to make happen. And most people don't do this, because most folks, their minds jump all over the place from topic to topic to topic, following this roller coaster of emotions. They react to the external world around them, so highly reactive, and therefore controlled by the world around them very easily. Say, that's a place we don't want to be, because it gets us in trouble constantly. So we have to focus our thoughts. We can get that in a moment. We talked about this some before, but relaxation and concentration, how key they are to making your life a success. Or you need success at creating failures. Okay, so it takes a very clear focus of thought. So your mind does not wander. Concentration is very focused and not just all over the place. Most folks' emotions just flow through right and left, which then again causes chaos. So what if a 3D printer would project out different parts of form? Say it went from this form to that form very quickly. So you're trying to create a certain form, 1 second. Next second, different form. Third second, different form. What's going to come out? A huge mess, right? Just chaos. You create chaos. That's what we do. We project our energy in that way. Thoughts, emotion just goes in all directions, right? Causing chaos. The emotion must also be held steady and focused to create what we want for ourselves in our lives. So harmony is the key. Keeping emotions harmonious. Ideally in pure love to manifest a beautiful result. It's hard to do, as in this world, because people are driving and whatnot. People drive in a very wild and dangerous fashion. Times dangerous to you, and so forth. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Hang on for one moment.
This show is brought to you by BarkBox. Free box to all listeners of Mind Shock. Go to barkbox.com/mindshock. Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015. At Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shock. Took a brief break there to check on something here electronically, but getting back to the concept of what we want to do, ideally, is dwell upon beautiful thoughts towards ourselves, towards nature, towards other people, as best we can, believe it or not, all the time. Hard to do. Many folks, for example, see are driven by lower emotions, anger, fear, guilt, anxiety, many of the key ones. I work, of course, in mental health and a psychologist, and I see patients in a wide, wide range of settings. Some are very successful, very affluent. They're multimillionaires who do great things in life, who create great success. We've learned these principles, or some of them, along the way. Others I've seen over the years might be locked up somewhere, right, in some type of institution, where they live in a very negative environment, which they put themselves in from their behavior because they got on the wrong course of life early in life. Very often went through abuse, neglect, and so forth in childhood, got stuck on those rolling emotions, which got them trapped, enslaved in their belief systems. Pardon me, folks. So ideally, I want to focus on pure love to manifest a beautiful result as best we can at all times. Okay? So we must work to not undo our positive creations with negative thoughts and emotions. We do so we can create that energy field that is constantly beaming out positive. Because if we don't do that, we unintentionally project that negative. And if you hold and create a very positive focus, trying to create very positive, harmonious things, and then slip off, the negative thoughts and emotions knock everything off course. It dissembles what you're trying to create. So it takes consistency over time. It takes being consistently focused on the positive. That's going to maintain harmony in your heart energy, your emotions. Heavy focus. Phone blowing up here. Sorry about that. One of the perils of any kind of work I do. So in any case, we must not undo the work we're trying to create with negative thoughts and emotions. It takes some serious work. Or it will sabotage your result. So it's quite a process. It takes training to do this, to be able to do this. It sounds easy, doesn't it? Think positive all the time, but it's not. Because the mind wanders. Negative emotions constantly try to slip in. Negative memories try to slip in. Other people might try to slip in. If you're driving in traffic, like I said, that can be very distracting. If you study politics a lot, even watch TV, the TV news, it's full of negativity, right? They're constantly throwing in negatives. The old rule in news is if it bleeds, it leads, right? So if something very negative, destructive, captures people's attention just like that, it pulls them right in. But TV shows and movies are based upon revenge, revenge stories, right? Because part of human nature is to love seeing somebody get it who's done evil. I want to see the bad guy get it. The bad guy goes down the path of self-destruction, unfortunately. So, but there's attraction there, based on our primal nature going back to millions of years of programming, which would draw us in. However, you think those negative thoughts, the negative emotions, remember, you're projecting those into your world. If you dwell on that type of story too much, or even a little bit in some cases, if you have powerful thoughts and emotions, you can create for yourself those kinds of negativities. So training ourselves to think positive, feel positive, again, sounds very simple, but it's actually very difficult. It takes mastering yourself, right? One of our books is called Inner Manager, Mastering Business, Home, and Self. That's what it's all about. Learning how to shift your thoughts and emotions to a much higher set of frequencies and keep them there, right? So you're constantly creating positive energy in the world, which then comes back to you. And it really does work. You can't prove this in court. You can't prove it in a laboratory too easily. But you can prove it to yourself in your own life. Try an experiment for 30 days. Dwell on the positive and the positive only. Think positive. Feel positive only all the time. Project love to other people all the time as best you can. Very, very powerful approach. It's quite a process, again, brings back to you positive results. If instead you do the negative side of it, you get very negative results, and that's not the way to go. So you must learn to relax to start off with, to clear the mind of all interfering thoughts, emotions, and images. The first step is relaxation, being relaxed. So when you have to stay relaxed, you breathe out a long deep breath, tense relaxed muscles, count yourself down from 10 to 1, I'm relaxed, I'm calm. In fact, we often get into self-relaxation or even much deeper self-hypnosis. We learn how to totally relax and calm and go into an inner depths of mind. Very, very powerful process. But relaxation is best to practice every day, all the time, as best you can. So whenever a negative emotion comes up, stop, I'm not going to feel that. I'm not going to think negative thoughts. Look, I'm releasing that. I release that, let go of that. Focus back on the positive. Release it as quickly as you can. And teach yourself, nope, I'm not going to think negative, I'm not going to feel negative. There's negative results, it's self-destructive. The more you dwell on the negative, you are being self-destructive. Very, very bad way to go. So learn to relax, clear your mind of all interfering thoughts, emotions, and images and symbols. Okay? Then we must learn to concentrate on the image of what you want to create. So it's covered by a lot of people, but there's a certain way to do it, which makes it more powerful. So you want to create a very clear image in your mind, what you want to create, let's say you want to get a new car. You visualize the new car you want, the color, the shape, the style, the engine, et cetera, the wheels. Make sure it's something realistic. You have to be able to believe you can do this. You dwell upon the idea that you're finding this car in your life. It come to you in the most perfect way possible. Right? Perfect price, perfect way, perfect situation, perfect deal. Loving the concept. And focusing upon that to make it happen. And then put a lot of energy into it. You love the concept. It's very, very important. You must love the concept. Love the idea. Right? Pour love energy into it. Then command forth is manifesting in your life, right, as soon as possible. The best time, the perfect way. You can't command what time or what way. But you can say the best way possible, as soon as possible, to bring you a certain level of comfort and betterment for your life. That's what you need. So you pull out energy into it. You visualize it very clearly with colors, shape, form. You might invoke all five senses. How's it feel, taste, sound, so forth. What it feels like to be inside it, what it looks like, what it makes you feel. So what puts your emotions into it and your visualization. These all the different elements of color, shape, and form. Then love it powerfully, love the end result into being. Then release it. Say, release it. I command this forth in my life to manifest as soon as possible. Just let go of it. Let go. You must let go. And then never doubt this coming to you. Never doubt. When you doubt, you destroy it. You disassemble the thought form. You break down the 3D printer. You interfere with it, you see. You turn off the printer. You tell it not to work when you doubt it. So you must have total faith. Faith is concentration. Faith is spoken about in various ancient texts, including the Bible and whatnot, many, many books, because faith really means concentration upon something that's going to happen. Folks, we're talking today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. That's the laws of creation. We'll be back in a few moments, folks. Work for our sponsors. Hang in there.
Here's a fun, stimulating program that can teach you how to develop your own powers of creation. It uses a three-part mind, stimulating approach to get you to develop your own creative thinking. It will help you create a powerful self-image and helps you see how you can take creative action. You'll develop your thinking power and your skills, and you can do this in 8 days. Get Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, 8 Days to Creative Power, on Amazon.com. Overcome your problems with the step-by-step guide. So get 8 Days to Creative Power on Amazon.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more. All to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ryan Dalrymple on Mind Shock, talking today about the powers of creation. And this is a very fascinating topic to me, I think, to all people, once you realize that you're creating your life constantly. But what you think and feel and do, you're creating what comes back to you, what reflects back to you from the world. The world is energy, and your energy, the energy you project in thought, in form, and emotion, and behavior, reflects back to you in same form from the world. And you can create, and use those powers to create your life in a very successful, wonderful way if you choose to. Or just follow the old impulses and reactivity to the external world and not be aware of this and have the outside world control you, often to great disdain and great suffering on your part. For not realizing these principles, people often get way off in course in life and mess their lives up big time. These principles should be taught, I believe, from the age of 5 and on. As soon as you can comprehend these ideas, taught kids these principles, relax, concentrate, meditate, so forth, go up into positive. Kids often learn things very, very quickly, of course. They have a very fast learning curve. You know, one child, for example, who got a guitar at 8 years old and started playing right away because she learned these principles. She learned how to hit chords. That's pretty amazing. 8 years old, you know. Chords are hard. I play a little bit, not too well. Chords are hard. She picks it right up. The kids can learn really amazing things very quickly. And these principles help augment that powerfully. So once we relax and keep the emotions calm and harmonious, we must learn to concentrate on the image of what you want to create. Let's concentrate the great visualization, right, what you're trying to create, to make it come true in your life. Okay? So concentration, again, is like faith, and you hold it in your mind's eye as long as you can, even for a few minutes, without variation, powered by very strong emotion, loving it into being. You only just visualize for a second, I want to give it many minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, you focus upon that image and love it in being, see it in all its profound detail, see it in all its aspects, right? See how it feels when you first obtain this goal, see yourself shaking the hands of the other person who helped make you, help make the deal happen for you. So, visualize it, you can pour powerful energy into it. It takes 5, 10, 15 minutes. 3, 4 times a day, 5 times a day, do this. By the time you go to bed, do this. Relax first, put long deep breaths, tense and relax muscles, kind of slow down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get more relaxed, more calm, more at peace, get very relaxed. Then visualize what you want to make happen and do it with tremendous dynamism. Like put real energy into it. Put real gusto, real love energy into it. You love it. You love it into being. That concept was covered, in fact, by a person we interviewed in The Endless Question, one of her films. She made a big, great point of that, that what she found with her clients she worked with, she could help them love things into being. That's a real key part of it, love into being. She put a lot of energy behind it, the power of that love energy. You release it, let go of it, knowing that it is coming forth in your life into fruition. Every time a thought pops in your mind, do it again. I love the being it's coming about. I love it. It's coming. Perfect. Release it again. So you might say it to yourself many times, 30 times a day, but 5 times or so, put real energy, real power into it, right? To really reinforce it. Let's make it happen a lot faster. Again, have total faith it's coming. Again, faith is a form of concentration. You learn how to concentrate your mind. It's a tremendous skill. Some people do it intuitively. I learned sort of by accident when I was a kid studying math and physics when I was like 12, 13. I was in deep concentration, didn't realize it. I went to a deep state of concentration where all kinds of ideas were coming to me about math and physics and how to apply to, you know, other sciences and so forth, especially electronics and whatnot. I was really astounded. Didn't know I was doing this, but when you concentrate, it takes you to a higher level of thought, especially when we're very relaxed. And that concentration works also like a microscope or a telescope where you have all these lenses lined up. Think of the power of magnification that comes from that. Or think of the metaphor that you take a lens outside, the sunlight, it'll start a piece of paper on fire. People who travel in the wilderness in various areas often have a lens with them for that very reason to help start fires. It's a very quick way to do it in daylight. You have other means also to do so. But it concentrates the energy to a point and starts that fire. So your mind works in a similar way. You concentrate, you have like 7 lenses lined up, say, have all your emotions harmonized, all your thoughts, emotions harmonized, You line them all up like these lenses, and you can make things happen very, very quickly, especially as you build your energy field. That's done by proper diet. So don't eat garbage food, don't eat junk food. You stay off sugar. Sugar is very toxic. Too much salt is not good. Obviously, you don't want to smoke anything. If you drink any alcohol, it shouldn't be much. It shouldn't be very often. Probably none is better. Also, no drugs unless you have to take prescription drugs for your health. No illegal drugs. You don't need that, garbage. Those are bad habits. They cause great damage to you, to your thoughts, emotions, and behavior. They also disrupt your concentration. For example, pot changes the mental frequency to expand the state of mind. However, also makes your mind jump, especially in between from when you're high and the next time you're high. Your mind jumps all over the place and wanders. Your concentration goes down, and also your resolve to do things. Your motivation also can go down. So folks who smoke every day and whatnot often experience this. They lose motivation. They lose concentration power. In any case, we cover more on this in The Inner Manager, our books, The Endless Question, our film, and also Creative Power, 8 Days of Creative Power. So we have courses we teach, of course, in development of intellectual capacity, also creative capacity, also emotional intelligence. We also do seminars for corporations and whatnot about this. We start off with emotional intelligence because many folks in corporations do understand this, make lots of mistakes, which cause a company money, causes a business. So we help them with that. We also work on intellectual development in terms of thinking power, thinking abilities. We have a book called 8 Days of Creative Power, tapping your creative facilities within, creative powers. Also, mind games people play. It's all about emotional intelligence, recognizing what other people are doing. Also very important in the business world and, of course, in your personal life. So these are very important topics to understand that help us advance on a daily basis and expand our minds and our beings to a higher level of success instead of self-created failure. We're also very intuitive beings. Since we're energy beings, not only project energy to other people, we can receive their energy projected to us. Like the example when I was in that picture in New England many years ago, I really say something which she didn't say. She only thought it. Pretty astounding. Just one example of how minds can communicate. So indeed, that's what happened. Think about it. This happens all the time. You usually don't pick it up. But we're very intuitive beings. We can sense and read what others are projecting. This can also be trained. We train ourselves to do this more and more correctly. And relaxation, concentration are key. Also, what we're projecting as thought energy can be explained by the mathematics found in topology, or topological mathematics that I discovered when I was in college. I was really amazed by that. So frequency of thought can be explained by energy equals the integral of mass times c squared divided by the square root 1 minus f squared over c squared. And that's a complicated formula, folks. I'll explain it to you in a moment. We'll be back. Just a brief word from our sponsors, folks. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Be right back.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity. Things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love. And you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, is an astounding book on the new theory of mind. It is the first unified field theory that incorporates the influence of the mind and emotion on physical reality, the universe, and even other minds. It actually integrates all modern psychology with quantum physics, mathematics, Western and Eastern spiritual beliefs. It's the true bridge between science and spirituality. Get your copy of Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, on Amazon.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking about the laws of creation, one of my favorite topics because it's so powerful to understand. By understanding these concepts in your life, you can totally change your life. You can totally transform your life from wherever you are now into a much greater success by using these principles on a daily basis. It's a lot to absorb. It sounds really easy, but it takes more work, time, energy to get there. In case we're talking about the frequency of thought, can be explained by energy, or the energy of it, equals the integral of mass times c squared, that's the mass projected from the entity, times the speed of light squared, divided by the square root of 1 minus f squared over c squared. That sounds complicated. It just means that as the frequency of your thought goes up, the energy also goes up. And we also talk about, as found in the photoelectric effect by Einstein, the frequency of energy striking the metal object determines the kinds of photons being ejected from the metal surface. Isn't that amazing? As you change your frequency, it changes the types of photons, the frequency and structure of those being ejected from the metal surface. So that supported the concept that light energy acts as photons or particles when interacting with matter. We're saying that thought energy acts similarly. Right? More than a moment. The frequency of thought can be explained, in other words, in terms of physics. As you increase the frequency of your thought and your emotion to a much higher level towards that concept of divine love, frankly, it's far more powerful. It makes you far more successful in life, far more relaxed, calm, at peace, far more fruitful in everything you do, far more money comes to you from all directions just easily without even trying. It's really amazing. So as F goes, the frequency goes from minus infinity to positive infinity, each person. That means all your thoughts and emotions figure into this. The energy you give off, the energy field of your body, determined by what you create. There's some certain base frequencies, of course, determined by the matter, material structure of the body, but your emotional energy and your thought energy is really determining what you're projecting and how you're helping your body function in a very healthy way or an unhealthy way. It's very interesting. So think about all the thoughts and emotions you have within are fixated in a resonant form, a certain set of frequencies which are there turning your life all day long and night long. Whether you realize it or not, what you have in your subconscious mind, what you fixated there is being projected and affecting your life and bouncing back to you. So your thoughts and emotions in your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, that means the stuff you put in there long ago and don't remember, or you can access it at times, or maybe you can't, it's so deep. That too is projecting energy waves into your world, determining your life as it projects back to you. So, you go through, well, this is therapy, we go through and help folks root out all the negative fixations. Remove those. Remove the anger, the fear, the anxiety, the guilt, whatever. Let go of it. Release it. Forgive it. Forgive yourself. Forgive other people what they've done to you. Get in the habit of instant forgiveness when somebody offends you. Instantly forgive them. Forgive yourself for your mistakes. Instantly. Well, folks, as I was saying, the real key, one of the great keys, is instant forgiveness. It's the old saying, it's better to forgive, right? It's best to forgive. Let go. It's also better to give than receive. You want to constantly give people positive energy, right? Some will give you positive back, some won't. But it's important to forgive all those who might offend us, if they mean to or not. If they mean to, it's more serious. If not, it's more accidental. But in any case, get in the habit of instant forgiveness and let go. Let go of things. Release it. It's far better for your health to let go and stay calm, stay at peace all the time as best you can. So remember, your thoughts and emotions on a conscious level and an unconscious level are constantly creating your life, even when you're asleep. Isn't that shocking? So this changes all of science. Understanding the mind is energy changes all of science, changes all our beliefs, it changes everything. Makes whole upside down. Now, given this theory, quantum field psychology, and you fill me in this question to various, you know, people I know in the field, various famous people, who I won't mention by name, who are frankly afraid of the idea. They go, oh, no, that changes everything. I can't deal with that. So they run away. Don't even talk about it, you know, because it turns upside down all their theories, all their publications, all their works, their whole lifetime of accomplishment or whatever, turns it inside out. And they don't want to hear it. They're shocked by it. But it's the way it always is. New ideas always upset people. They always put the world off, turn upside down temporarily, or even for quite a while. It takes a long time for new ideas to be accepted by people in general, right? It's like what Schopenhauer said, you know, the German philosopher, that new ideas or new inventions and whatnot, at first are ridiculed. Second, they're vehemently opposed or even very aggressively opposed as the old believers are trying to destroy the new ideas. The third phase, he claims, that when they become widely accepted. I would say it takes longer than that. It takes quite a few steps. And the fourth phase, at least, would be those who first oppose it later say it was their idea all along. Isn't that interesting? That's the ego talking. In any case, we need to understand we are constantly creating our lives, every thought, every emotion, every behavior you have, every day, throughout the day, you're creating your life with us. So, make sure you're positive, harmonious, loving, beautiful. That's why all the world religions teach the same information. Teach you the power of love dissolves, you see, all the other frequencies. When you focus on that harmonious power of love, dissolves all the lower frequencies of anger, fear, guilt, anxiety. That's why all the avatars of the world taught those principles, right? In different words, different terms, different people. But all the world religions really teach the same information, even at different times, because it's the truth. Certain things work as the truth. The book, Quantum Field Psychology, told by a friend of mine, Dr. Rod Fuentes from Chile, that it's very, very similar to the Andean code he discovered, or helped discover, which was put in the Andes 16,000 years ago. How is that possible? 16,000 years ago, in the current theory, which was created, I should publish that first in 2004, and worked on for many years, quantum field psychology, is very, very similar to the Indian code because it's based upon analyzing the nature of thought, emotions, behavior, how they all fit together, and who we are as energy beings. We are constantly self-creative. Think about this. You are constantly self-creative. You're creating yourself and your life and your world every second, every nanosecond of every day and every night. Even when you're deep asleep, you're creating your world by what you give off. You're tracking back to you what you give off. So, you constantly reprogram all that. Every negative thought and emotion you want to reprogram, release it, forgive it, let go of it, and replace it with the positive. That takes attention, takes awareness, takes some work, but the reward that comes to you is infinitely beyond description because you become a self-created person at a higher level than you ever thought possible before. So, folks, these are very, very powerful ideas, powerful principles. You can find more about them, of course, from our other episodes on the show, Mind Shock. You can find a lot of different networks. Also, check out our book. Check out the film, The Endless Question. Try to make it easy in that. The documentary on Amazon Prime. Our books, Quantum Field Psychology, Being a Manager, 8 Days of Creative Power, Mind Games People Play. And I have a bunch of new books in production right now. Very, very interesting, a lot of fun. So, folks, check out these ideas. Study these ideas because they can really help you advance in life and make a great success of things. Great talking to you. Dr. Ryan Dalrymple signing off from Mind Shock. Talk to you next time.
This show is brought to you by Audible. Free trial to all listeners of Mind Shock. Visit audibletrial.com/MindShock. Get 366 Proverbs of Peace, Prosperity, and Power with Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, I Love You, God. This book will lift you up when you are down, as it helps you focus on positive higher thoughts. It helps you attain peace and harmony every day. It will even help you build better relationships, self-esteem, and get a better feeling of self-worth. I Love You, God is the perfect book to bring peace to the world one person at a time. Get your copy of I Love You, God by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Here's an opportunity you won't want to miss. Dr. Ron Dalrymple is taking on some new clients to coach them to success using the most powerful creation tool you have, your mind. Get timeless secrets on a plethora of his programs designed to help you be your most successful you. Explore the laws of creation. Learn how to unleash your inner genius and so much more. Visit Dr. Ron's website today at drrondalrymple2.com. That's drrondalrymple2.com.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.